This is the news according to me. A couple grumpy old men here behind the microphones tonight. Boy, there's so much stuff going on.
I need therapy.
We need, yeah, this is therapy.
It is.
Yeah, we got lots
we
of notes.
We got to laugh about it. We're going to go crazy.
We have to laugh or we'll either go crazy or or cry. One of the two.
We're postal.
Yeah. Oh, how's everybody doing? We're back. This is the news according to me. And tonight, it's the news according to us. According to we. There's just a lot of things we're all bothered about today.
Hot and bothered
about all this stuff. Yeah. It's boiling our potatoes. You're really cooking my oysters. I don't know.
That's a little too personal.
Probably. I don't even like oysters. Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff I've been hearing. I've been kind of busy all day, but I've been trying to keep up on the news. I know you've been busy, but.
Yeah, it's a first job thing.
Yeah, this other stuff keeps getting in the way. And yeah. I don't even have a first job. This is my job, and I still had stuff getting in the way. My boss is not going to be happy with me.
That's right.
But
The
real boss. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know what to think. This runoff thing. I did hear
there's a runoff.
There's a runoff today. Yeah, I don't know if you heard about that. It's in Indiana.
No,
you're supposed to vote for a senator.
Haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, the thing in Georgia.
Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. Leaving. So it's
Georgia's been on our mind.
That's right.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I'm not really thrilled about either candidate. But I just hope that we have a Republican body in that seat.
Well,
at this point, but
you got to ask yourself. It's
the choices.
Yeah, the choices.
There's no.
You know, how often in life do you get to choose between beautiful and ugly? maybe 0.0, about the death rate of COVID.
That's right. About 90. So what is it?
0.003% or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But most of the time you get a choice between, you know, ugly and uglier.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying the candidates are ugly, but you know, like you said.
Yeah. There's not much personality there, I guess. I'm concerned. Well, now Loeffler has come forward.
Can't be worse than Romney.
Was it today or last night? I think it was yesterday. Yeah. Oh my gosh. He's not even.
Or Mitch now.
No, I think it's more dangerous, in my opinion.
Yeah.
To have a rhino.
Oh yeah.
Or an establishment Republican in there.
Yeah.
Than it is to have. Just like right now.
Because it just makes you mad.
Yeah. We have supposedly we're going to have, what, 52 senators, yeah. Republican senators, right? If they both win.
If they both win.
So we'll have 52. But that doesn't guarantee that one of them is not going to go against, you got Romney, because you can't really count on him for anything.
And you know what? That brings up another point I was thinking about earlier today. We shouldn't even be in this position.
No.
Because you got, we lost a Senate seat in Michigan. We lost the Senate race in Arizona, and both those states are hotly contested.
Yeah, yeah.
The same BS happened for I forget the guy's name in Michigan.
Yeah, that deal almost lost. Yeah,
but he was like 12,000 votes ahead at 2 o'clock in the morning, and shazam!
Yeah,
wow. Same thing happened there too.
Yep. Yeah, it's
so frustrating.
You have to wonder, and even in the house,
we shouldn't even be in this position where we're. You know,
I wonder if they would have won the house too. You know, it's just because it's not that far off. I mean, it's like 10 people or something. So that's close. I mean,
but they all showed up to vote for Nancy.
Yeah, they all did. Even if they were sick.
Yeah.
They brought the COVID right in there because, you know, COVID is such a dangerous, sickening disease. I'm going to go ahead and vote.
Well, Nancy put up the
plastic,
plexiglass,
the magic plastic.
Yeah.
And she wore her magic mask.
Yeah. And you know what else I heard?
Because she's a woman.
As long as we're way off subject now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
But, you know, I saw one little blurb in the news about how that rep that came in to vote for Nancy actually got the vaccine, like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks before, yeah.
So what's up with that?
I think there's a total, they've kept track of the records. I think right now they know of about 70 people who've gotten it since they had the first dose, which I think that's why they're saying they have to have two doses.
Oh, but so that's going to be an excuse?
That's their excuse, is that okay. They hadn't had the second dose.
Well, nothing against people getting the vaccine, but.
Yeah.
Yeah,
makes you wonder.
Did you hear what Rubio, as long as we're on that now, did you hear what Rubio was talking about the vaccine today? He made a statement that the elites are, quote, elites.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to quote it perfectly here, but the elites are tricking the people into getting the vaccine. And I'm like, because the whole discussion came up, it was related to how there's no more flu anymore, you know, and you know what happened to that. But yet they're urging people to get the flu vaccine.
Yeah, they still want people to do that. Yeah.
So there was a big hot debate about whether or not COVID is now being classified as flu or flu, blah blah blah. You know,
yeah, is it the new flu?
Yeah.
Well, and both I've heard it swing both ways on this thing because. I've heard conspiracy theorists say that the elites are faking it because they want us to take this thing.
Well,
and the other side of it is they're giving it to, let's see, how is it? They're giving it to minorities first because they want to kill them. Yet the other side of it is they're giving it to, they're not giving it to minorities because they're trying to let them die.
I heard one of the terrorists in Guantanamo.
Yeah, the guy who did 9/11. He's going to get it, I guess. Yeah, they're sending one down to him because they want to keep him alive in case he gets out and he can do it again.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know why Rubio, he's a little bit more normally level-headed than that to make that kind of a statement. But something must have really got to him, and I don't know what it is.
Well, he got into an argument with, was it Chris Cuomo?
Well, there's a bastion of intelligence right there.
Cuomo was mocking him because he calls him Bible Boy, and he's got a verse for everything or something. He's calling
Cuomo's
him Bible
an
Boy.
Idiot.
Yeah, apparently, Eric Metaxas was on Cuomo's show, and he had an interview with him. And I have to hand it to Eric. Eric stood toe to toe with him, and just would not back down. He was calling him all kinds of names and going back and forth, and he really let him have it.
But he was
nice about it. He was respectful the whole time, but he did not back down.
Yeah,
I was really impressed.
That respect stuff is overrated. Just get up and slap him around.
Well, you
would have made you feel better.
Did you hear?
It'd make me feel
DeSantis
better.
DeSantis today.
Yeah,
I think I've got that recorded. I was gonna play that and.
I didn't. I only saw the headline, but they were making a lot of waves about how he did. A slap down to the CNN reporter.
Oh, it was good.
Something.
It was good. But, in fact, I'm gonna go ahead and play it because it is one of those things that.
What has gone wrong with the rollout of the vaccine that we've seen phone lines jammed, websites crashing?
There's a lot of demand. I mean, I think at the end of the day,
if I could finish my question.
You just said what has gone wrong, so I'm answering the question.
If I could complete the question, though.
So are you going to give a speech or are you going to answer? Boom. You asked the question. I'm going
to
answer it. You're giving a speech. You asked the question.
I am trying to ask you the.
You're going to ask how many questions?
Give it to her.
I got one question. Why do you get three?
Let her have it.
Respect, Governor, I'm just asking if I could finish my question.
You didn't. You finished the question.
I did not. My full question is, what went wrong with the rollout of the vaccine when we've seen phone lines jammed, websites
crashing? So you're repeating your question.
To complete it for you, Governor, we've seen websites crash and also senior citizens waiting overnight for the vaccine.
Where was that at?
We've seen it in Duval, Broward, Orange, and Lee County.
Why was, like, in Lee, why did that happen? Did you investigate
why? That's my question to you, Governor. You're the governor of the state. I'm not the governor of the state.
Okay, but you didn't investigate why that happened, like, in Lee County. Why was there a big line? Did you investigate why?
Could you tell us why?
Because we distributed vaccine to hospitals, and the hospital said, first come, first serve. If you show up, we'll do it. So they didn't use a registration system. There wasn't anything that was done.
No.
And there's a lot of demand for it. So people are going to want to go ahead and get it.
So are you saying there was no plan then from the state to make sure that senior citizens didn't wait outside overnight?
So the state is not dictating to hospitals how, we're not dictating to Carlos Montoya how he runs his operation.
Oh, that's not a good plan for the left.
No.
These guys are much more competent to be able to deliver healthcare services than a state government.
They're trusting people to be competent?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, that's,
that was perfect. I like that. Yeah, that made me feel better a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I got done and I was like, if I ever see DeSantis's name on a ballot that's in front of me, he's getting a vote
yeah,
from me.
Yeah, for sure.
That impressed me. Yeah, I was
you know,
encouraged.
And
by that.
That's what Republicans want.
Exactly. Exactly. He was the boss. I mean, he was
That's why people love Trump. Because he doesn't take it.
Doesn't back down. And now DeSantis can communicate better than Trump can. He was on his toes and he was able to really give it back.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one thing I get a little frustrated with Trump on is sometimes he doesn't quite communicate in mm-hmm. a full way.
Yeah.
And he says what he needs to say, but I think he communicates better sometimes.
He's more of a street brawler.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's from New York.
Yeah. He talks a little different way of talking, which a lot of people don't in the country don't understand. Yeah. That is kind of a typical New York thing is the way they talk too. But yeah, it was, that was cool because it's like, okay, first of all, she's trying to create this narrative of he's in charge. He's in charge of the state.
Right.
All the problems in the state are his,
mm-hmm.
are because of him. He should be on top of everything.
Why doesn't that work for Democrat governors?
Well, because they like to be able to choose.
Cuomo from New York is supposed to, and the what's his toes from California, they both walk on water, but you know, what's going on there? I mean, what happened?
Well, and that's where the news, that's why the media likes that kind of mentality because now they can paint the picture however they want to, like Obama, you know, 8 years in the White House and not a smidgen of scandal, not a smidgen in the IRS, not a smidgen anywhere.
No.
And so it's just amazing how squeaky clean that guy was.
Yeah. Benghazi, a scandal there.
Yeah.
No. What was that one where they ran the firearms over the border in Mexico?
Oh, yeah. Crossfire. It was something else.
Eric, him and Eric were squeaky clean.
Oh, squeaky clean.
Yeah.
Squeaky clean.
Yeah. And Hillary, too.
And the IRS never went after anybody that they were their enemies either. Yeah. And it's just
want to be clear. We're going to have a administration. Unlike the rest of them, going to be squeaky clean.
Squeaky clean, not a smidgen.
Completely, completely. What's the word I'm looking for? My teleprompter broke.
And
transparent. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank God that teleprompter just got going again.
Move it on up there. Move it on up. Move the transponder up there for me. These guys are just on my computer. There we go.
Yeah, it went crazy there for a second.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The whole, we got way off track there. That was my fault.
We're talking about the Georgia thing.
Georgia runoffs.
Yeah. So Loeffler has decided to step up and object now. Yesterday, she said she came out in a speech last night.
Okay.
And it makes you wonder because if the election is so important and she's like trying to get down to get every vote she can, apparently that's a popular opinion because the polls wouldn't let her, you know, she wouldn't do it if it wasn't popular.
True.
So she's doing that for a reason.
Yeah.
And now you see more. Now, well, there's we can talk a lot about that whole thing going on tomorrow, but it's. Now you see a lot more reps jumping in in the House, and you also see some more people in the Senate now saying they're going to object.
Well, Mitch has got it all clamped down anyways.
That's the question, is what is Mitch doing?
Yeah, what's Mitch doing? I mean, he's not winning any points as far as I'm concerned that I can see with Republicans like you and me.
And maybe—
Conservatives, how about that?
Yeah,
because true
conservatives, yeah.
You know, the people say the Democratic Party left me a long time ago. Well, the Republican Party left me a long time ago, too.
Yeah, it's going the same, I know.
So, but yeah.
Well, it makes you wonder because, I mean, it's...
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
So, Mitch, you know, it hasn't really made the news that he changed the rules.
And he did it with Pelosi.
With Pelosi.
Good grief.
Yes.
If that doesn't make you want to spit nails, I don't know what would.
It makes you wonder why, you know, he would... Yeah, but so if they do that, then does that mean maybe that's why all these guys are jumping in now because they know it's not going to matter?
Well, yeah.
They weren't not going to get a chance to object anyway.
Yeah. Oh, more grandstanding from our elected officials?
They would never do that. Yeah.
Ah, But it, you know, at least they'll get the headline that make it sound.
Exactly. They can they got the sound bite. They can say in their campaign next time, they can say, "Well, I stood against it." And of course, now you got Wisconsin. Well,
yeah.
Who has jumped in as well, saying they're going to ask that the electors get
a day late.
A day late on the on Thursday.
Yeah.
They're going to get the confirmation to them on Thursday. It's like, that's tomorrow's the day, guys. Not that's Wednesday. Do they think the committee is actually going to? I mean, maybe it'll go on that.
So I don't. Yeah, but back to what you're saying though, is the thing that Cruz is proposing in his gang of ten or whatever, that 10-day audit.
Yeah,
you know, is does that mean the vote is held off for 10 days or? With the new rules, does that, I mean, I haven't seen anything related to that, you know, whether or not that actually, with the new rules that Mitch and his new, you know, woman, Nancy, you know, whether that affects that or not, you know. So if that's the case, I mean, this is really all just, again, more grandstanding, which is why people are so ticked off, you know. People are tired of this.
They are just...
And that's why Trump got elected 4 years ago.
Yeah. Because of this kind of crap.
Man, my blood pressure's going up.
Yeah. And they don't get
it. This is supposed to be therapeutic.
Oh, you'll feel better going home.
Me swerving all over the place.
I hope nobody still has a Biden sign up in their yard, because it'll be gone.
Oh.
All you're going to see is tire tracks and donuts. In the yard.
I saw a guy with a Biden sticker on the back of his car today. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of cars and Biden, did you see the picture of the Biden rally in Georgia from 2 days ago?
No.
There's like two cars in the parking lot.
I saw that he was doing a rally and it was going to be this parking lot rally. And I almost clicked on to see what it was like, but I was just like, I bet there's only five. And it wouldn't matter. They probably had some car dealer pull out a bunch. They went out to a car lot somewhere.
The thing
that
is,
it was closed.
You got that. And then you got Trump doing a rally the next day. And there's like,
10,000
people. How many people showed up there?
That's amazing. Yeah.
And
they probably went straight from there.
Yeah, but Biden won Georgia. Biden won Georgia.
Yeah, Biden won Georgia.
Yeah.
By millions of votes. Yeah.
Oh, and I saw something else in Georgia today. Are you sitting down? You ready?
Yeah, that's all I do is sit down.
A federal judge threw out another case that Trump had, you know.
Really?
On the election results from Georgia, because it was baseless. Yeah. and he went on to say that the governor and the secretary of state did nothing wrong.
Was that the one where he took him to court over the phone call?
I don't know. No. It's just like...
That's another, just a complete nothing burger that they're making.
So I guess the record's still, you know, going. Nope, not one court has taken a case, you know, on the election.
That just blows my mind.
Yeah. Literally, I'm starting to think everybody is on the take.
Yeah. I read an interesting article about some of that, about how the judges... Well, now, if you know anything about Arkansas,
I know Bill came from Miller came from Arkansas.
Bill and Killary, they're both from Arkansas or Kansas down there. But
Bill came on a limousine, but Hillary flew in.
Yeah, I got
Bill
in trouble
was happy about that
because my wife heard what we were saying about Hillary. She didn't like that too well.
Uh oh.
Yeah, she thought the broom comment. So we have to use a mop.
Okay.
Because it's more sanitary.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, if you know anything about Arkansas, and I've been down there quite a bit because we used to fly down there all the time for when I was working in that industry. And
the broom industry?
The broom industry.
Yeah.
I was flying down there and back and forth. I was taking care of maintenance on a mop. So there's this, everybody who lives down in that area, especially Texarkana area, mm-hmm. that's a big area. But Little Rock, that whole thing is, there's a lot of lawyers down there. And there's this whole, they call it the lawyer mafia. If you don't know a lawyer, you can't get anything done in that state.
Really?
You have to have a friend or somebody who knows a lawyer.
Why doesn't this surprise me?
And all the lawyers are in this club down there. They don't tell on anybody because everybody's got dirt on everybody. And the whole thing was set up, everything that goes on down there, basically is the way Bill set everything up in Washington when he went to Washington. Sort of like when Obama went to Washington, he took Chicago politics with him.
Yeah.
Well, Bill had already kind of paved the way with all the Arkansas politics. The combination of those two things is just unbelievable.
Lethal,
the way they set it up. But it's just.
Do they all own land in Whitewater?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, that's going back now, isn't that? Yeah. I wonder whatever happened to that kid.
I wonder what happened to that. Let's ask.
Did it just disappear?
Who's the guy that, no, he shot himself.
Oh, yeah.
What about the other guy?
Right.
She was killed in a plane crash.
Oh, yeah.
What about the guy? Oh, no, that guy's dead, too.
Yeah. Did he suicide?
Yeah, he suicided.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He killed himself on an airplane.
Nothing to see here, though.
Yeah.
Those are crazy coincidences.
It's all coincidence.
Yeah.
Corn Pop was a bad
dude. Yeah. Well, Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Bad Corn Pop, dude.
Yep.
Can't make it up.
Can't make this stuff up. Nope.
So, yeah, Georgia runoffs. I was going to mention this earlier, too, hoping you can make me feel better about it. But
I doubt it.
Everybody that was calling in on the Russia show today kept saying that the apparent turnout, Republican turnout, was low. There's nobody at the polls. So,
well, of course not.
I don't know if that's true or not, but and here's another thing.
CNN reporting that? Is that what they were saying?
No, it's people calling in.
Oh, people calling
from Georgia.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe they've all did the early voting thing.
You know, here's another thing that really. I hear these things and I question it and then I just get mad about it. But, you know, everybody's repeating this mantra now. Well, with all the mail-in ballots in Georgia, they're saying that the Republicans got to beat the Democrats in today's turnout by, 2-1, 3-1, or they have 65-35, whatever the case. How do they know that? They haven't even counted the mail-in ballots yet.
Yeah.
So why are we all repeating this?
Yeah.
And that just bugs the snot out of me because it just... They keep repeating it, and then it just sets a narrative.
Set the narrative.
And it's setting it up for when they do steal it. Well, that's because we had all these...
We knew that. We told you that.
Yeah. We were smart this time. We had five suitcases instead of three underneath tables.
That's right. That way...
And we turned all the cameras off.
And we sent out 7.7 million mail-in ballots this time. That way, when we get back 8 million, it doesn't look as bad. That actually literally happened. It literally, in Pennsylvania, they got more mail-in ballots than they sent out.
That's because they were bringing them over. That one guy that made the news like a month ago, he's one of the first people to sign an affidavit.
Yeah.
He's driving ballots from New York, Long Island, all over to Philadelphia.
And you know where they came from?
China?
Michigan.
Oh, Michigan.
They were printed. A printer in Michigan has admitted to it, printing the ballots that were shipped to New York that ended up on that same truck that went to Pennsylvania.
So you got people signing up on these affidavits stating this stuff.
Yeah, a couple thousand of them.
We're going to certify this election tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing to see here. There's no way.
We just need to get past
this. No evidence. There's no,
the
there's
people
nothing,
have spoken. You know, that really ticks me off, too, when I hear that. Man, I'm really mad tonight. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I think that's that haircut you got.
Yep.
You got your head all light and airy now. You feel like...
Not the beard. Just
not the
haircut.
Beard. Oh, no. Just trim that. Gotta trim that. In fact, mine needs a little trimming, I think, actually. But it's getting a little wildy.
Yeah, but, I mean, what happened to the 2,500 people that have signed affidavits? You know, we're just not going to investigate that.
I mean, you know that out of that number, there's probably a bunch of them that are, just like little bitty stuff. There's got to be at least 100 of those that are major issues.
But driving ballots across state line.
Yeah. He said the quantity had to have been in the hundreds of thousands.
Oh, yeah. He's got a whole flipping truck full of them.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, when I went to bed on election night, Trump was up in Pennsylvania by like 800,000 or something crazy like that. 600, 800. I don't know which one it was, but it was way out there.
Yeah.
You know? So it's, quick call Vinny. We need another truckload.
Yeah. Well, and that's, that is the MO. That's the whole thing is you shut it down. And they do this in other countries too. There have been people who've come forward who were intelligence that operated in other countries where they were, they were messing, screwing with the elections. And they said, that's exactly what you do. You shut it down. you get the reset done, mm-hmm. and then you bring it back in, and you say, oh, look what happened overnight.
Yeah, I was thinking about the way things panned out this 2020 and 2016. You know, I think the reason everybody was so literally shocked and awed because they had, I'm sure they were stealing it back then too, or, you know, some semblance of
it.
Yeah. And Trump came in and got a whole lot more votes than they expected and won it. You know, it floored the algorithms or whatever may be.
Yeah, they weren't ready for it. Yeah.
So this time they're going to be ready for it. But he still got so many stinking more votes than they expected that they had to stop counting in the five states and bring in all these ballots.
Yeah.
What does that tell us?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, think of the number of, if they went to this level of extent to steal the election, it shudders me to think how many votes Trump really got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, I think Sidney Powell's onto something. When she says he probably got over 80 million votes, he probably actually got that.
Yeah.
Because if they were shaving votes off, if they were doing that whole percentage thing, then it's more than likely the 80 million that supposedly Biden got was jacked up because Trump actually got those votes.
Yeah, I mean there's evidence that Dominion machines were flipping votes. You've got the evidence that people were adjudicating the ballots so you got that. Then you got all these extra mail-in ballots, and then you got the other crazy stuff going on where they're actually just taking votes off of Trump.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, just destroying them. Yeah.
And
yeah, I think in some places it was a sort and destroy mission. In some places, but
it just boggles your mind to think how many votes he really did get.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And for people to say that, you know, the people have spoken, we have to just get past this.
Yeah.
Boy. Yeah. If that doesn't make every red-blooded American want to go postal, that's
yeah. Well, and that's the whole thing. The thing down in Georgia is the epitome of that because they, you know, like Raffensperger and all these guys, the governor and.
Oh, but they didn't do anything wrong.
No, they didn't do anything wrong.
No, the federal judge said that today.
Yeah. Yeah. So. The thing that gets me about what they do down there is anytime anybody asks some questions or questions the election, it's the standard comment of, well, you're wrong. There wasn't any problem. We redid it five
times.
Trust us. They don't want to be willing to show data. They don't want to be.
Right.
It's not the normal reaction. And in fact, I think it was either one of Trump's lawyers or somebody who said it just a couple days ago, or yesterday or today maybe it was. But they said something about. That's not the normal reaction you get from someone that when you have a question about something or when there is something this questionable or, you know, the whole nation is having an issue with it, you just come out and say, let's walk through the process and let me show you why
it's
not.
I mean, if you are truly pure as the driven snow and, you know, there's nothing to see here, well, then cough it up.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. Just like with the machines.
We can all go home and have a beer or whatever you want to do.
Yep,
you know,
we can it's be like, sad that he lost and that's it. Be over with.
Handle it if it's the truth.
Yeah.
That's what people want is the truth.
They just cover it up with you're wrong and it's wrong and you're proven wrong and whatever. That's not going to fly.
Right.
And I think tonight and tomorrow we are going to see.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mad people. And did you hear about the whole thing with the Proud Boys? They're not a white supremacist group.
No.
They keep being accused of that.
I know.
And the guy who runs it, now I think he's Enrique somebody, he's like a Hispanic, he's a white Hispanic, I'm sure.
Yeah,
like
he's racist, Trayvon, I'm sure.
Yeah. So he flies to D.C. Did you hear about this?
No.
Gets off a plane and gets taken down by the feds.
Oh, jeez.
By the police there. You know why?
Because he's racist?
He's wanted, you know, he's wanted for burning a BLM flag. Because that's a hate crime now.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a hate crime.
But it's not okay to burn the American flag.
You went right to where you need to go because at the same time, there's a demonstration going on that just applied for a permit for a whole bunch of people to burn Trump flags and American flags. They got permission to do that. That's not a hate crime.
Welcome to America,
if this
Uncle Joe.
This is bizarre.
Actually, gets in office. Well, for the 2 days he's going to be in office, and then it's going to be Commie.
Yeah, it's Commie's going to be, and you know she is probably one of the worst candidates on the planet.
Well, she didn't even make the first primary.
No, that I saw a little thing about her the other day. It was
she grates on me about as bad as Hillary.
Yeah, she's worse because she doesn't even. I don't even. She there's no brain in there. She has the way she got to where she is
smoking weed.
Well, yeah, she's been a fraud the entire time.
Yeah, I know.
They're saying right now that her like she got through school. You know, she got her degrees and everything. She doesn't know how to do anything.
Well,
I mean, in terms of her jobs that she's had.
Well, you remember B.O. She was B.O.'s pick, right?
Yeah.
And have we ever seen his transcripts from college?
No. Yeah, it's all covered up. Yeah. It's crazy. Not about what they know. And, no. And the worst of it is she is more of you saw that interview where she was just laughing uncontrollably and had this, you know, just kind of, she puts, that's who she is. She is a complete
Okay, it's
fraud.
My turn to talk now.
Yeah, is my turn. I'm talking now.
I'm talking now. Was that okay? Can you stop talking? It's my turn now.
Snapping the Z's, you know, doing it. Yeah, it's just, that's who she is. And she's a, you know, you think Joe is an empty suit. She's actually worse.
Yeah.
The people behind her, the people who are around that administration are going to run the show.
Oh, yeah.
And absolutely. Just like AOC. AOC really, she's a fairly bright individual. She has brain cells, but she's never really lived life of any kind outside of. You know, she's able to speak and tell, she's able to communicate the things that they're telling her to say.
Yeah.
She's a great puppet.
Well, there, that's okay. I can buy that.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. She's
everything I've heard her say. I'm not sure I would attribute brightness to
her ideas. Well, I'm not saying she's, I'm not saying she's learned. What was it Reagan said? It's not that liberals are stupid. It's just that there's so much that they know that's not true. So yeah, that's kind of the same. That's kind of the same kind of thing.
You know what I was thinking?
No, I don't actually. Cause
you just said you jogged what I was going to say earlier. When you were talking about Uncle Bill from Arkansas, you know, I think it was Mark Stein today. He played a quote. Read the Democratic platform from 1992.
Wow.
And fast forward now to today, I would be on board with that 92 platform.
You'd settle for that.
Yeah, because it was all about more funds for the police. It was all, you know, just like it was totally Republican issues or stands on issues today.
Yeah.
And
well, it's very telling in how we get to where we're at. It's that whole thing of the, you know, the Democrats move really far to one side. And then they ask for compromise, so the Republicans move halfway.
Right.
Then they go again, and we move halfway. They're pulling us along down that trip.
Well, that's why people don't like the Republicans anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just Democrat lights.
Yeah, yeah. It's ridiculous.
I mean, if you get knuckleheads like Romney, who, you know, and Paul Ryan.
Mitch now, and, you know, how many others are in there?
Yeah, I know we said it before, but what is Mitch up to?
This is perplexing to me.
Very perplexing.
This is going to be his legacy forever. You know, because he's been there forever. Now,
you know,
I went
through 4 years of watching him chummy up to Trump. Never heard him say anything bad about Trump. I mean, every now and then he kind of put his foot down about the budget issue or something like that. And God bless him, he confirmed a lot of judges.
Yeah, he
and
got
whatnot.
A lot of judges through. Yeah,
but
there's about 50 that haven't been put in. But
now it's just. Like he totally flipped.
Yeah.
And he's making deals with Nancy.
I think he just wanted to write it out. And he even went to a couple of campaign events.
But this is not what you call finishing strong.
No, this doesn't look good. No. He's almost relieved about the fact that Trump is going to have to leave now. He's going to push him out the door. It's like, yep, just get out of here. We'll get the establishment back to normal. We'll have a normal party again, back to the normal, you know, backroom deals and do all the stuff that we do, and get back to his little China friends.
But for him to take what I consider drastic steps, like changing the rules the day before the vote and blah, 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 that kind of stuff, it's almost like he's worried or trying to hide something.
It does look that way.
Nobody in his type of position does that kind of thing. And he's got, of course, he knows he's got the cover of the media.
Yeah.
You know, but it almost seems like he's trying to, you know, he's worried, you know, I'm going to go to great extent to make this not happen. Right. Why? If there's same thing with the ballots. If there's nothing there to see, so what?
Yeah. And the other thing, Mitch acts like he's their, everybody in the Senate, he's their boss.
Yeah.
And that's not the role of leadership at all.
No.
Especially in that position. There was one individual, I think it was in the House, who was swearing in all the new people coming in.
Oh.
And basically said to one of them, he said, if you don't back up your stance, it was Chip Roy. I don't even know who that is.
I don't either.
The weird name, that's why I remembered it. He was not going to swear this individual in unless they recanted on their stand to object to the electors. Now,
that you can't, he can't do that.
That's not their position to do that. First of all, the people who elected him, you're not saying no to that person. You're saying no to everybody who elect. You talk about subverting democracy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Which is not order, it's a republic, but it's a democratic process.
But still.
Yeah, it's that in itself, if I found out that I had voted for a senator, or even if I didn't vote for the senator, mm-hmm. and they went to the to and they and then somebody there wasn't going to swear them in, I'm sorry, that's my representative. Yeah. I'm going to get in your face.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm going to find a way to get in your face and say, "How dare you?
Well, how dare you?" The only yeah.
I bring a Greta puppet along and go,
"How dare you?" Now you made me forget what I was going to say. The only thing that, is contingent upon him taking that oath is that he won the election.
Exactly.
There's nothing. There's no side deals that go on with, we're not going to let you, we're not going to give you the oath unless you agree to this.
Yeah.
We're not going to swear you in. Sorry, but all my voters just voted, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
That's just stupid.
Yeah. Never heard of that.
No.
And that guy ought to get slapped for that.
He should be censored. He should go to the ethics committee for that.
That's just unbelievable. Absolutely.
But of course, the ethics committee probably can't even spell ethics at this point.
Well, they're still trying to figure out ways to cover up for Eric Swalwell. Yeah.
that's true. It is. What is that?
I don't know. What'd you do?
I pushed the wrong button. See, I've got this. Oh, I'm on the wrong page.
There you go.
Oh, this is what I was looking for.
You crazy man.
This is where we are.
There we go.
Yes. Folks, we are living in the Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone.
You're traveling to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Yes, a mind. I mind a lot.
Yeah.
This is just nuts. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of days. I think we're looking at the apocalypse.
The zombie apocalypse?
The zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, they've been around. Democrats have been around for a while.
Well, the only thing we can hope is that if all the plebs like you and me get the vaccine and we all turn into zombies, it backfires on the elites and we go eat them.
But then the problem is we're going to end up voting Democrat after that. Because whether you're dead or the living dead, apparently.
Oh, that's right.
You just start voting Democrat automatically.
So tell me what you heard earlier today about the computer system issues.
Okay. I don't know if this is actually
because I was absolutely shocked, and I mean shocked to hear this.
Yes. In what world would you think this?
Thank
could actually
God
possibly
I was sitting
happen?
In my chair when you told me this.
Because who would have believed it? I mean, it's just impossible to think that this was could possibly matter. Yeah, we. So I heard earlier today, this morning, I heard a blurb about this, and I didn't hear anything more about it. All I know is, at some point this morning, and apparently there's
a... You mean like the rules change? You only saw one thing about that?
Yeah, I saw one little blurb about it, and then well, you have to pass the bill before you can find out what's in it. So apparently we have to live in this before we can find out what's going on. So apparently this computer system, I think it's from Dominican... Or maybe it's Domino, Domino's Pizza place, maybe.
Hmm.
Or maybe it's Dominion.
Oh, Dominion.
Dominion. The company, I heard about some interesting stuff about the individuals there, too.
Yeah, they're suing Sidney Powell now for defamation.
Yeah. They're going to Which she's actually said, bring it on. Because
yeah,
now,
that's right. Bring it on.
Because now
yeah, that's
I get
right,
discovery.
Because then the evidence will come out.
Yeah. She goes, now I get discovery.
Perfect.
Of course, they'll
back off.
They'll back off. Well, and they'll stonewall that anyway, too. That's just like, that's like when you try to get something out of the government right now with like the FBI or the CIA. They declassify something and it takes 6 months before you
just
get it.
Here's what you do if they want to hide it. Just get some sticky tape and write Hunter Biden on it.
Yeah, there you go.
And tape it to the computer. Then they'll never look at it.
They'll never look at that. I'll put it in a locker somewhere. Yeah. I know Tom Fitton has had a terrible time trying to get information from his disclosures. But so this thing in Georgia, apparently the computer system was overwhelmed because I guess they weren't expecting anybody to show up today. I don't know. So the computer system was overwhelmed and something went down. This is what I understand from it. I could be way off.
Another water main.
Don't come here to get your news, by the way. Disclaimer. This is a place where we just talk about stuff and talk about whatever.
Event.
The event.
So, therapy.
Yes. It's a couple of crusty old men talking about stuff. When I was a kid, this didn't happen back in the days of Reagan. I was trying to count up how many presidents I've lived through now. I think it's 12. 12 or 13. Because
let's see.
There was JFK. And then, of course,
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Lyndon B. Johnson. Nixon. Carter.
No, Gerald Ford.
Ford. That's right.
Yeah,
Ford, that's
Nixon
right.
Resigned,
that's
the one I was forgetting. Yeah. Then Ford, Carter.
Then Carter. Then
Ronald Maximus.
Maximus. Bush 1. And then
Bill.
Billy. And then Bush 2.
Well, actually Hillary.
And Hillary. Yeah. She was the one. Bush 2. And then
Bush 2.
Obama.
B.O.
B.O. And now, so it's 11. 11 is what I've seen now so far. In my little life here.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. You're about the same age, though.
So. Yeah. Couple old guys.
So Georgia.
Yeah.
Overwhelmed. Georgia. So they had to shut everything down for a little bit and reset everything with a programming guy that was there.
Oh. Did he work for Dominion?
I'm pretty sure there were thumb drives involved.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was a Dominion machine. So...
We sorry to let you know this at the last minute, but we need to do an update to your system.
Yes.
Yeah.
Windows.
We understand it's like the day of the election, but this just can't be helped.
This just came in.
You know, if we're going to make this look up and up, we got to do the update today. Yeah.
I know we went through yesterday and certified everything, but today we're going to change it all.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
If you don't believe us, just call Brad. Yeah. He's on it.
Yeah, that's right. He's on it. He's all over it. Yeah. Or Mr. Kemp. He'll give us one.
They'll both give us cover.
They'll both
actually,
tell you that we're not doing anything wrong.
If you really want to talk to the person in charge, give Stacy a call.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or her sister, the judge.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so
that's what's going on.
So the update, but then you said something to me about the poll watchers weren't allowed to be.
Oh, and again, poll watchers were not allowed. They'd shut a whole bunch of them out because apparently they had like 10,000 people watching the polls, and they wouldn't let them watch. They literally shut them out of the buildings that they were doing the voting in. So that's again running through this whole thing.
And of course, I didn't see anything about that or hear anything about that.
I'm sure we'll see a video. I mean, those people are gonna, those people are gonna take pictures and have video of this whole thing. So it's gonna be. Of course, it'll be too late.
Well, when they're sitting in the chambers there tomorrow voting on this, and we find out that it happened all over again.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder if that'll sway some minds.
Wow. Oh, that was a good one, wasn't it?
Oh, man. Got a side ache. That's just not right. You know that's not right.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Sunday morning.
Yes. Wow. Oh my. Yeah, I know. So what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
The ZA.
Okay. I don't know. I'm starting to see pictures of people already showing up in D.C. today. Yeah. And, of course, you got the D.C. mayor. We're called out the National Guard because we don't want people
They're
riot.
Scared. They're scared of
this.
Yeah,
because you see all these Trump rallies, people are rioting all the time.
Yeah, they're always burning place down.
Yeah.
I have the feeling, none of this happened.
I'm actually kind of hoping Antifa shows up.
Oh, they're going to be there.
Because then they're going to get their butt whooped.
They're not going to be, it's going to be a mess for them. Yeah. What cracks me up is.
No, I don't hope
that. They run in and attack people.
Yeah.
Like people with kids just walking down the street with a flag. They'll walk in and hit them with a roller skate. And then they'll run back behind the police officers. They were doing this last time.
I didn't see that.
It was the most ridiculous, disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. It's like, what kind of coward does that, first of all, you're hiding behind the people that you want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Who was it that was on today? It was Mark Stein. Somebody called up. There was a left winger, Antifa guy called, and they put him on.
Really?
And he was talking about revolution and all kinds of stuff. And Stein did not back down from him one bit.
Cool. Stein's kind of salty.
He got pretty much in his face and let him know who it was.
I missed that
typical, the British, upper lip, stiff upper lip thing, and let him just kind of let him have it. Treated him like the baby he was.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting conversation, but he didn't let him on very long, but he was on there for a little bit. And I think it's coming to that point where people are just, we're just done.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm there.
Yeah. I am too.
I see somebody that's.
I'm joking when I say I'm going to go postal. But, might happen any minute right now.
He did pull up in a little mail truck. I noticed he was not driving his little van anymore. He painted U.S. Postal Service on the side.
That's not what it meant.
Okay. Thought you had a new job.
No, kidding. Yeah. But yeah, no, I agree with you. It's people I think are, like we were talking the other day, we've had a diet for the last 2 months of all this evidence.
Yeah.
And you got all these knuckleheads. We don't see any evidence. Or, well, there's not enough fraud to overturn the election.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just bizarre. That stuff just doesn't fly with people that desire the truth, that are not brain dead. You know, and it's just, nobody believes it.
No.
And the fact that either they believe it or they're on the take, just makes everybody more mad.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. Yeah. It's, you don't want to see things boil over and. Because nothing would make the media more happy.
No,
than
that's
a bunch
what they
of
want.
Trump supporters
yeah, they'll
going
they'll spin
crazy,
all that.
And
yeah.
And you don't want that either. But I don't know. It's I didn't sleep good last night because I'm worked up about all this, and I shouldn't be because in the end it's this country's problems aren't. Going to be solved with a political candidate.
That's true.
It's a spiritual problem.
That's right. Yeah.
But the desire for our desire for the truth and for the right thing to be done is what motivates, I'm not going to blame anybody for being fed up and, if some Antifa dweeb came over and did that. I don't care if he was coming for me or my kid or my wife. If I was standing there, it could be somebody standing 5 feet down from me. I would still go out there. I'd feel the urge to go out there and give him a good butt whooping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't back down from him at this point. Well, and you heard about what happened to Holly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
and nobody's condemning it.
No. And nobody's been arrested from what I understand either.
Gosh.
They got these people on video. They videotaped themselves.
Yeah. That's smart.
And they're out there with a bullhorn.
Of course, that's probably their evidence that they get paid.
What concerns me about that is, at some point, they're going to bust a door down.
Yeah.
What if they would have gotten in? What would have happened to her and their newborn baby?
Well, hopefully she had a gun.
She probably did. Of course, it's not legal. I don't think it's legal to have one now in D.C. or whatever.
You know what? I don't care if it's legal or... Well, yeah, I shouldn't say that on the air, but here's the thing, though. Even if it is illegal... You're going to be thankful you had a gun.
Yep. Yeah.
If somebody breaks your door down.
That's for sure.
Yep. If it comes down to life or death, I'll take the court date.
Yeah. Exactly.
If it means my kid's safe.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine what he must have been going through sitting.
Yeah.
She probably called him.
Yeah.
Here he is sitting in Missouri.
Yeah.
I've been on the road a lot. I've traveled a lot. I understand what it's like when my wife had to call the police when I wasn't there once.
Yeah.
And it is the most.
Good thing they weren't defunded at that point.
Yeah, no kidding. It was the most distracting thing for me. And this was in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But of course, now I'm hanging on, you know, I'm thinking, do I need to break into a car somewhere and get out of here? And because I didn't have a car at the time. I'd flown where I was going, of course. I'm like, I was on edge. I was like ready to drive as fast as possible to get home. And so it was one of those things where I just can't imagine being in his position at that moment, knowing there's a crowd of people out there wanting to bust in. And
that's when y'all wishing you had that Star Trek tech.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
That'd be cool.
I've been working on one of those out in the shop, but I'm not sure if it's. I'm probably going to try it off out on a politician first. I'm thinking maybe one of them that won't talk to me and all I hear is.
Yes.
That might be. I wonder who that would be. How do you stop this thing? It's the crickets. They're attacking.
They've taken the vaccine.
It's the zombie crickets. So I did write my senator, Braun, and I really hope. I haven't heard back anything from him. Now, I have in
he's
the past. He's one of the guys that's in the contest.
We'll see what happens. I'm pretty happy about that.
I am too, unless it's a show.
If
this is just a bunch of baloney,
because
he comes from a red state, he knows he has to do it for the next election. Whereas I'm kind of concerned about Walarski. She hasn't said anything. Now, she did come out and make, she was in the news today about something that she did, but it had nothing to do with the election. And it was something about Trump, though, and she was like, well, I'm standing up for this or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was, again, normally when I send her a message, I normally get a call or an email back from somebody, not her, but somebody in the campaign, it's telling me at least that, and they actually address the issue. So it's not like I'm getting just a cover email.
Right.
And I actually get a response back. In fact, a couple times they have called me back. However, it's just to placate.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell they don't really care what I think because I've given, like right before the stimulus package got passed, I had some issues with what was going on. The very first COVID thing back in April or whenever it was. And I was concerned about stuff. Well, this, here we go again. We got another one coming out and this is an issue that I don't know if you heard Casey Hendricks today.
A little bit.
He was talking about the whole issue, and I've been concerned about this since the beginning. They're allowing people to stay in their homes without paying rent in their apartments.
Oh, right.
So you have landlords that don't have any kind of they're still paying the bills.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are now having to flush out. They're basically returning if they got a loan in the place, the bank's taking it. But you still have somebody there who's not paying.
Yeah.
And they're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Where's the help for the person who can't now make their payments because of it?
Well, I mean, again, when you look at what all these shutdowns and these kinds of decisions that, they're forcing upon people to do, who's it really affecting? I mean, the middle class is going,
being
New York,
gutted.
Yeah. New York is, last I heard, was like a third of the small businesses downtown. And I've never been to New York City myself.
Yeah, I've been there,
But still, you can imagine, what would our place, little metropolitan, what would that look like with a third of the businesses gone?
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
And we haven't really even seen the hit of the economy that this is going to take yet. I still think we're going to have...
We're doomed.
Our country is doomed. So, but yeah, I think that we're still going to have to find our way out of this mess.
Yeah,
as things start to open up again and start to happen.
But I feel better knowing that Joe is probably going to be.
Oh, he's going to take care of
him and Kami.
You know, one of the things that really concerns me, and this is
because they had such a good track record in the first 8 years that him and Bill were in office.
Oh yeah, this economy is going to snap right back. One of the things you're probably going to see, first of all, is that the price of gas is going to go up. You know, we don't talk about price
of gas. Well, I miss $4 a gallon.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about it because we've forgotten already
that
gas during the Obama administration was rarely under $3 a gallon.
Well, if you just fill your tires up with a few more, tire pressure.
Don't take that trip down to the ice cream stand all the time.
Yep. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. And that was... That was the crazy part about that whole thing was that in the midst of all that, they were saying that the higher price of gas was actually a good sign that the economy was roaring.
Yeah.
We were supposed to rejoice. Oh, well, I'm so happy that the price of gas is going up. That means the economy's good.
Yeah.
I'm not making any money, but I can't put gas in my car. But the economy's good.
Yeah.
That's great.
The 45 years I've been driving a car, never once did I ever have to stop my car at a stoplight just to save gas.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I was doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because not a stoplight, but you know, with all the trains, you know, you stop it at a train. Everybody was shutting their car off.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We're seeing gas and we don't even live in the
high. It was over $4 a gallon.
Yeah. And, but we're not even in the highest price part of the country.
To fill your car up.
Talk about out west, it's like over $5 a gallon, someplace $6 a gallon for a gallon of gas.
Yeah.
But they love it because that means people won't drive as much, which means we're trying to protect the environment.
Well, global warming is
killing us all.
Really, we have 12 years according to AOC.
You should sell your house near the ocean because it's going to be underwater, and that makes the price go down. And I can buy it that way because they're all buying oceanfront property.
Yeah.
So they apparently don't really think too much of that whole thing, but what you gonna do? So we're here. We should probably get the show started at some point.
Well, we actually did get through the Georgia runoffs.
We did get through that part of it. And we have talked a little bit about tomorrow. So it's just going to be an interesting day.
I'm not sure I can turn the TV on.
I was just thinking the same thing. I'm not even sure I want to watch the news.
I know.
But I'm not sure what else I can do.
Then you got that. Then you wake up early and you try to, turn the radio on and let them hear it. You know, it's like,
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting day. I think it's going to go.
Come, Lord Jesus.
I think it's going to be a couple days that we're going to go through. All depends on what Mitch pulls tomorrow. But I think we're going to.
I just hope
it's not a show.
Something we haven't talked about related to this is, Trump is saying he's going to present the evidence.
Yeah.
And, so far all the evidence that's come out in the last just 2 weeks has been like hard evidence, like we've mentioned before. No voodoo dominion stuff. It's like
just the data,
the data,
the numbers and data
and stuff that you should not be able to ignore. And, so it's really going to be interesting to see how they react to that.
Yeah.
All these knucklehead politicians that are, we just haven't seen any evidence. Well, you just haven't been looking, you knucklehead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you want to just slap them and say, see if you see this hand going across your side of your head.
Right, everybody line up. We're all going to run down.
Yeah, just do a slap run.
That would make me feel better.
Yeah, it would me too.
I might go around for a second lap.
I would go around until my hand came off. It's just a bloody stump on the end, smacking him.
Then I'd grab a 2x4 for my
I got the other hand. I could run the other.
But no, where I was going with this was, what's Trump do? What's he do post 1-6?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, if there's no if there's no hope per normal procedures after tomorrow, what's he do?
Yeah.
And
I'm seeing a lot of people understanding what the Insurrection Act is about now.
Oh yeah.
And I think a lot of people are saying he's got to pull the trigger.
Well, on Parler, there's people that keep saying, please do this, please do this, please do this.
But he's got to have the muscle to back it up because if he does, we were talking about it was yesterday. Because if he does pull that trigger and then
he's got to make sure he's got people that
people have to fall in line with.
And then there's going to be, and then, yeah, and I was thinking about this too today. And then there's going to be people that say, well, they're all just in his tank. They're just, right. you know,
yeah.
you know.
It's a coup. It's a coup.
Somehow.
They've already said it's a coup.
Right.
They were already saying that back when he just, the day after the election, when he was talking about
and
it.
What people are not going to hear is that it was Obama that actually started this executive order.
Yeah.
But, so I don't know. It's not a happy situation, no matter how you approach it. Or whatever happens, it's not going to be happy.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
and that's you know, he's got to take it to the American people, and the people that don't hear the truth. You know, half of America that listen to NBC and CNN and all the and even Fox now. Those are the people that he's got to make the case to.
He's got to win them over. It's a hearts and minds thing we got to do. And you know, on that subject.
Because again, I really do think that if people are, you just have to ask the simple question. If there's nothing to hide,
why are
then
they
just
hiding?
Let's
why are
see
they hiding?
It.
They're hiding something that isn't there.
Nobody's going to object. How can anybody even, you know, Joe Schmo that's on the left, like you and me, our alter egos,
yeah.
you know, how can they object to that?
Yeah.
If there's nothing,
wouldn't
to
they
hide?
Want the American people to yeah. be reassured by that?
Right.
It's like they don't. This we'll just take my word for it.
Right.
Well, but you've been lying about everything else.
Yeah, you have a believability problem.
Yeah,
dude.
Exactly.
I'm starting to talk like Nancy. Believability.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
For my ice cream.
Oh my!
Is that a train?
Yeah. That's the train. That's the 460. Oh no, that's. That's not even a train. It's a boat. Where am I?
Did you see that one rally that he was doing in front of a river? And then those Trump supporters went down the river.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Big boats. And they're flying the Trump flags.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be good.
Well, that's the other thing, too. There is a river that runs right up into the... the area where the mall is.
Oh.
And it's very possible that, and in fact, I've heard guys talking about it. They're talking about bringing the boats in to be able to get people in and out of there because they think with the roads shut off,
yeah,
they could very easily do that.
Now, people I don't, are going to be walking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be.
They're not going to keep people away.
If it thunderstorms and yeah. they have to crawl across broken glass,
yeah,
there might only be about a million or two people show up.
Yeah.
But if it's nice weather... There's gonna be 10 million people there.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. I bet right now there's probably 5 million people there in D.C.
Isn't it amazing? You don't hear anything about
nothing
that?
About it, and they won't cover
Shocker.
It. They'll have something go on. It wouldn't surprise me if some event like happened in Nashville a while back.
Yeah,
that's already old news. If that happens somewhere, that all of a sudden that takes over the news cycle.
Yeah,
because then I'll be going. Yeah, there's somebody. That would be a false flag, but. And I don't even really believe in. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. It's a wacky world we live in. So we're just going to ask for freedom. Freedom. Okay, Kamala.
Yeah. Just call her Commie.
Commie. Well, so I'll be, you know, I mean, we can pray. And it's one of those things where, you know, we need to pray. And I hear people say, we just need to pray for the nation. Yes, we do. But prayer, at what point does prayer motivate us to do something? And God, sometimes God's hand is miraculously steps in.
Somebody's calling you.
Is that your phone or is it? What is that? Huh? I don't even know what that is.
We're being targeted. Please leave the building now.
I wonder if it's that. Is it that clock? The batteries are going dead.
That's kind of creepy.
It's a little creepy. So, what was I talking about?
No, prayer.
You know, the whole prayer thing. And it's.
Yeah.
At what point does God step in and sovereignly do something outside of his people?
Yeah.
And then there's the other side of, at what point does God move in the hearts of his people to take action to do something? So it's...
Well, yeah. There's an old saying, pray for a miracle, but act like it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, or put feet to your prayers, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
So... And,
well...
Yeah. But we're not saying, you know, to promote violence or anything like that either. We're just, but.
Yeah, I'm not calling for that.
I know you're not.
Not, you know, all the 17 listeners that listen to this program.
Maybe they're disappointed. I don't know.
No, actually, I do. On that note, I really do appreciate everybody that listens to this program and it's this podcast, and it is our numbers are going up exponentially, and I do appreciate that. It's
of course we're counting with Dominion machines.
Yeah, we use the Dominion machine algorithm to find out. Let's click on the. Of course, this isn't, you know, nobody's listening to it right now, but at some point we're going to go live with this show somehow on some kind of platform, and I'm not sure.
That'll be scary.
That will be a little bit scary. But because I'm sure I'll put my foot in my mouth a couple times. But we don't, you know, we don't edit this thing. I've never edited the show.
It's all live.
One of the things that we do when I actually ask people is that if you're able to leave a message, if you listen when we're on our little, you know, podcast here, it's in the show notes. If you can go to the show notes themselves, you will find. The phone number is actually listed there as well, so you can get that. But you can get the number, and you can text or call. Now, one thing you can do is you can leave a message, and you can leave your comment or question or something that you want us to talk about, or a comment on the past show. You can leave a message there, or you can text us as well. One of the things you can do with that also is let us know that you're willing for us to call you during the show. This is something I've never even heard of a podcast doing before.
Yeah.
But if you leave your number, name and number, we will call you during the show and have you chime in on a particular topic that you want to talk about. So,
what kind of person would want two old white bearded guys to call?
There, you know, there's a lot of crazy people out there.
That's right. They're probably on the Democrats.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll talk to you. You're a Democrat. I would love to be able to have the opportunity to hang up on you.
Yeah.
So please. No, that is something I think we could do. We could actually make the call and say, hey, you know, what's up?
Hey, you do what's up? You down in your mom's basement there?
So yeah, I'm willing to do that. So if it's and as long as you keep it G, because that is something I probably will edit out if somebody gets, you know, crazy. But but you know, we'll see what happens. So yeah, that's about it.
You didn't get the number out.
Oh yeah, the number. Yeah, by the way, the number it's in the show notes. No, it's a 574-742-6748. That's 574-742-6748.
There you go.
There you go. And we'll throw in a set of Ginsu knives. Maybe not. So there you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we have this new little thing I'd like to present to all of you tonight. It's kind of a way we're gonna interject this a few times in the show. We'll see what happens, but well, you just listen for yourself. It's the feel-good hit of 2021, the podcast that brings you so much more. More of this and more of that. Just more, more, more. And it's better than ever. Best of all, it's free and commercial-free. It's the news, according to me. It even rhymes. With new and improved content, fortified with 27 vitamins and minerals. Or maybe not. Be sure to subscribe, because you probably won't want to miss any of this. But you might. Never before has so much offered so little. It's the podcast that will leave you asking questions like, how can I get that hour of my life back? Or what on earth are these guys talking about? Where else can you find this kind of content other than 90% of the internet? We're here because you're there, and I'm not even sure what that means. Be sure to like and subscribe, because you don't want to be the only one stuck in this. It's the news, according to me.
Well, that's pretty good.
So I just made that up today. Thought that'd be kind of fun to, you know, play with that a little bit. So yeah,
I'm impressed.
We'll throw that in once in a while.
Yeah, that's
when we need to take a break, a potty break. We'll throw that in. We'll run off. Yeah, since we don't have a sponsor, I had to sponsor myself.
There you go.
That'll work. But
Yeah, well, so, I do feel better.
Yeah, it's you know, you get all that stuff off your chest.
Yeah.
Now you can go home and watch the news and get more upset.
That's right. Kick the dog.
Yeah, kick the dog. He's probably pooping.
What did I do?
He's probably pooping on the carpet anyway.
Probably.
I'm sure he's doing it someplace you won't find it for a couple days.
That's right.
That's handy.
That's never happened before.
Yeah. Oh my. So yeah, this is of course that's been the hour. I guess it's the hour, the magic hour is over. And we're over the hour now. So yeah, I'll be back here tomorrow morning. It's I'm planning on having a show. I'll be recording at about 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time before the short morning blast that I'm going to put out. So any kind of news or anything about the you're planning on being here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have all kinds of information about what's going on during the day. I'm sure we're going to be even more upset tomorrow. All you're going to hear is two old men going, it's going to be an hour of that. So please make sure you tune in because it's going to be great. You don't want to miss that.
Leaving our guns outside.
That's right. That's right. Oh, man. It's going to be an interesting day tomorrow. So we're either going to be, by tomorrow night, we'll either be at Civil War. Or we'll have a, you know.
There will be green walking around mindless.
That's right. Yeah. Have you had your flu shot yet?
Yeah.
All right. I guess that's all we got. That's all we got. Nobody called in while during this show, so we've successfully avoided everyone again. any kind of controversy. Because you know that'll go live. That'll go that'll take this show viral. Somebody calls in and we do something stupid. Then we'll have a million people
listen to
this show for about 3 days, and then we're going to be history.
That's right. That's when the guys in the black suits show up.
They'll never hear from us again. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, once again, thanks for being here with us, Rick, and Rabbi Rick, with all of his wisdom and knowledge and
something like that.
Whatever else.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
It always
like
is.
Like always.
Yes. Good show. So we'll, once again, 574? 742 and 6748. I should just give them the first six numbers. No, I guess that's 10 numbers. I guess the first nine numbers. I should just say 574-742-6740 and let them guess the last one. That way they have to try to, you know, call like 10 times. It's like a little project, like a little puzzle. You get to put it together. It's an adventure on this show. Yeah, I hate to bring it to an end, but, you know, I'm so glad we had this time together just to have a laugh and sing a song. Well, those of you who remember Carol Burnett, she used to end all of her shows that way.
Absolutely. That was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I used to watch that all the time. Yeah.
Just watching some of those takeouts now makes you laugh.
Oh, I know. Red Skeleton and Carol Burnett, they were real comedians.
Yeah.
They were actually, you know, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
But
back when you could laugh at things.
When you could laugh at anything. Yeah. You could make fun of everything. Yeah. I've heard, well, of course, you can't watch Gone with the Wind anymore. That's racist.
Oh, well, yeah.
And now I understand. What's the other one that they just said has been canceled now?
Little House on the Prairie?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there was another one that was just canceled recently because of
all those white settlers.
Yeah. Well,
they're racist.
They were colonists coming out, taking over. Yeah. Nasty people. So, all right. Well, I guess we're just going to end the show. I guess it's... I didn't mean to have that turned up so loud. I'm just getting used to this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know,
that soundboard
thingy.
Little
buttons, levers, and dials I have over here. Too many things for me to play with. So, once again, thanks for being with us. I guess we'll just call it a show. Hopefully, we'll have a world to wake up to tomorrow and the next day. We'll just keep doing what we do.
That's all you can do.
That's all we can do.
That's right.
Do. Can't do much more than what I can do. So that's what I'm going to do. All right. God bless everybody. Hopefully, you know, sleep well and just know that God's on the throne and prayer still changes things.
Amen.
So we'll just end it with that.